I have hit record. I'm gonna need a sound test from you, Joe.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I got a good one.
Okay, let's do this. Uh-oh. Joe, you cut out again. You're supposed to do the intro, brother. From another mother. Same grandmother.
Hey.
There you are.
Hey.
Go. Talk.
Guess what? Bless you for sneezing there.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Just Business Podcast.
You're cutting out bad, brother. Fella? Guy?
Sickest podcast in podcast land.
Your microphone is sick.
It is. It's not feeling well. But I'll tell you what. Welcome to JBC, and I hope you don't get a terminal illness.
All right, you got it. Well done.
I feel like we can't get away from technical difficulties on this goddamn show.
Maybe we should just call our podcast Technical Difficulties.
Well, we did have one called Technical Difficulties, and the funniest thing about that is, well, now it's not very funny, but we did have a professional engineer come in.
Oh, yeah.
And there were so many technical difficulties on that show that you called that show Technical Difficulties. So we already have a podcast called Technical Difficulties. Yeah.
As I know you have this like encyclopedic memory for a podcast because you listen to them all. I will remember odd bits here and there, and, you know, I don't remember anything else. Like, so we do one called Technical Difficulties. Cool. That's what I wanted to hear.
Well, I guess it makes sense because we're going to do an illness episode.
Yeah,
sickness episode.
This episode is sick.
See, that's what I wanted to do in the intro, but my microphone is sick. Yeah, and so it could not.
Your microphone is sick.
Yeah, I was going to be like, this is the sickest fucking podcast, dude. It's fucking sick. We're about to talk about some shit. Man, it's fucking so sick, dude. I was going to do the surfer thing.
Yeah.
Maybe it's good that I didn't, but then I just did.
Yeah, you just did, so boom. I could go, if I cared, could go put that in at the front of the show. Oh, shoot, I need to turn you down. I had to turn you up because your microphone was sick, now I got to turn you back down. Sorry, fella. All right, there you go.
Am I coming in hot?
You were, but you're now lukewarm again, the way I like you.
It's coming in hot like I had a fever.
Yeah, a fever. What's that? What's that song? Foreigner?
You give me fever. No, that's not Foreigner.
What's the name of that band?
Sing me a Foreigner song.
All right.
Sing me a song called Fever.
Okay. But after this ad, God damn it. Sorry. I don't know how to run this board anymore. My playback is sick, too.
We have a technology disorder.
Here we go. It's this song here. Let me turn it back up. I show you loving like you never knew. Blooded, here we go.
Hot-blooded. That's right.
Foreigner.
Oh, I got a fever, and the only prescription is less fucking Foreigner.
Oh man, I don't know why I just pictured some like old balding chubby dude with a mustache walking out of the back of his record store. He walks up to the cashier who just put on some Foreigner. He goes, I got a fever. And she's looking at him like, oh crap, is he gonna hit on me, this little pervert? And the only prescription, and she goes, oh, it's a goddamn SNL reference, funny. It's less Foreigner.
That's right. The only thing make me feel better. It cures what ails you when you turn off Foreigner.
It does. You know, you and I have fathers, and our fathers are brothers, and they have an uncle in common who, it is told in the family legend, had athlete's foot for a while. It was really bad. Well, it wasn't really bad. It was just athlete's foot. And so he went to the doctor. He got some pills or some ointments or some lotions or whatever. And after a couple of weeks, he stopped taking it or using it or whatever. And somebody asked him, why did you stop taking the pills? And he goes, because it felt real good to itch them. His feet. And I'm thinking, that's like Foreigner now. Because, like, I'm going to turn on Foreigner whenever I think you need to relax. And then I'll turn it off so that you can actually relax.
Wow, that's interesting. You make me uncomfortable.
So I can make
you
comfortable.
And then you take away that stimulus in order to make me comfortable.
Yeah.
That's almost like, hey, you got a headache? I can cure your headache. And then you stab the motherfucker in the gut and you go, how's your head now?
Yeah, head. He doesn't feel a thing. It's kind of like when your woman puts a finger in your butt during sex or while, you know, just eating fried chicken, whatever. And you're like, okay, where's this going? And the chick's out and you go, oh, okay, thanks.
Oh, that's sick.
That's sick. So I am legitimately, literally, genuinely, positively ill right now. I have got conjunctivitis. I don't know if I said that right, but I've got it. Runny.
Oh, this isn't just a cold.
No,
you've got pink eye.
I got pink eye. Yeah. Every morning I wake up and I open my eyes and I go, okay, this is what cataracts are like. And then I stumble into the bathroom and blink my way back to vision. And I got sore throat, so my voice is going to degrade as the podcast goes on. And but for that, I'm drinking.
You might hear more about that later. Sore throat is a terrible thing.
It is.
I basically grew up with a fucking sore throat.
Yeah, you were. I'm not going to say you were a sickly child, but you didn't go from zero to 21 having nothing but good times and jolly fun, did you? That rhymed, didn't it? Wow.
So you didn't go from zero to
21.
Oh man, that was a sick rhyme.
Jolly times and good fun, motherfucker.
But look, you actually remember that, because I'm going to go ahead and say that I was a sickly child. Like I had. Let me do a quick recap, if you don't mind.
Yeah. Recap your
sickness. I got strep throat about 500 times.
Oh, fuck.
I had ear infections pretty much my entire childhood.
Yeah.
One of those times when I was very young, the infection was so bad and we didn't catch it in time that my eardrum burst.
What?
Yeah. You didn't know this? Okay. I think I did. I think I was in like second grade. I don't know if I have my age correct, but I was very young and my eardrum burst. I have memories of it that are just terrifying, like traumatizing. The pain was just something else. And so my ear was so messed up and my eardrum was destroyed. And so what they had to do was, and I still have a scar. Next time I see you, I'll show you the scar.
Yeah, I knew that.
They had to cut my ear. They couldn't go in through the ear hole. They had to cut my ear and flap it down, like cut it off almost and flap it down and go in and reconstruct my eardrum.
What?
You think I'm making this up, don't you?
Well, okay, it explains a few things. I mean, you're a kick-ass musician, so I figure they must have hooked you up with some bionic shit. You're like the $65 man. Because you got that bionic ear.
No, 65 is a $65 man. That's good. No, but funny, because I think that my hearing in my right ear is right around 60 or 65%. Never. I am hard of hearing in my right ear because of that. Because they stitched. I don't know how the fuck you put a eardrum back together, but they did their best. So I've got like a Franken eardrum.
Wow. I think they probably hooked you up with some old dude died and on his organ donor card it said, I want some kid with a future to get my eardrums. And they're like, well, he only needs one. I'll give the other one to, I don't know, Kesha or something.
I want you to give my eardrum to a kid that squanders his own musical potential and maybe will one day be a mediocre musician and get paid not enough to pay his rent.
And from playing music. To become the best.
Give it to that kid.
Manager.
Don't give it to some Mozart guy. Give it to some kid that's really never going to quite do it.
Yeah.
That's what I – anyway.
Give it to him. Give me – you give it to him. You're listening to me, nurse, and you give me a cigarette. I got a thing to say to you. I want this kid to be someone who does a podcast. Yeah. And I want his eardrum to be an instrumental part of their 57th episode. That's what I want. Also, I want to know where I'm from, because I think this sounds like a New York accent, but it's not. Also, what are you doing later? I don't know. know where
blood clot. Anyway, it's
so you were
when I don't know, I'm like, oh, come on, I want to do an accent, and I was like, I got nothing here. So that's when I yell blood clot because that's my Jamaican accent.
One time, you and I were no, this is at your birthday thing. We were. Wasn't it where we were talking about how funny it would be to do a certain bit, and we were just going back and forth with these New York accents. You were doing it way better than I was doing it, and I laughed my tits off. It was so funny. Do you remember that?
I do remember that. Yeah, that we were cutting it up pretty good.
We were having
good,
a good
I think.
Time. So you're good at the
every
accents.
Once in a while. I don't know if the accents are good, but I think sometimes we can pull it off just because we get silly enough to kind of override. The poor quality of the actual accent
and our inhibitions. That's something that happens to me when I get sick. Is I lose my inhibitions. It's really weird. If I get sick enough, I'm just not afraid of anything anymore, and I don't know why. And it's not like I relish this new bravery, and it's not like I go and do incredible things like, oh shit, I got strep throat, let's go bungee cord jumping. It's not like that. But like one time when I was, I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. I had a really bad fever. Like, we're talking, you know, like, they're going to do a after-school special about this fever. I was baking eggs. Bacon? I was frying them. I was doing everything you could do with an egg, I was doing on my forehead. I was so feverish. And apparently, at one point, I ran down into our basement, which at the time was one of those creepy, haunted, cobwebby, full of old furniture. If you knock over the wrong thing, you'll release Satan from the gates of hell. Basements. I was terrified of this basement, but apparently I ran down in it and just kind of sat next to the furnace crooning. Like this sickness right now, because I got the sore throat, my nose is runny, I got the conjunctivitis, my balls have swollen up about the size of regular balls, because normally they're small, but now they're regular anyway. And I just, people come to the door and like, hey, do you want Comcast or something? I'm like, no, what I want you to do is turn around and find a way to bend over backwards, because I want to watch you go fuck yourself. And I would never say that to a person if I wasn't sick.
So when you get ill, then you feel like you have a license to ill.
Yes. Awesome. Do you have go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say that you ran with a fever down to your haunted basement.
Yeah.
To huddle next to the furnace.
Yeah, it wasn't on, obviously. I don't know if that's obvious, but it wasn't on. And I didn't do it because I was delirious. I did it because it's like, fuck you, basement. Fuck you, furnace.
I see. Yeah, it's, again, you have no inhibitions. You've just become this really strong-headed fucking – you just let it all
– I just let it all
let
out.
Let it all hang out.
I let it all hang out.
You let your feverish genitals just hang out.
Just hang out.
Figuratively.
Now that they're puffed up to normal size. Do you have any
– that's what it is. When your genitals get puffed up to normal size, and you just feel unbelievably confident.
That's what it is. I should go get ball augmenting surgery and then just go rob banks and, you know, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get my balls inflated. I'm going to go and do Dancing with the Stars with Katy Perry. Yeah. And
I'm sorry. Is that a really good image? Continue. Finish.
That's it. Pretty much it. That's where I'll peak. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do that. And then on the when we've won and they're like, how did you dance so good? I'm going to drop them. My drawers, I'm a point at the inflatable balls. I'll be like, that's how.
Did you just say inflatable balls?
Yeah, that's what I got, inflatable balls.
I really like that, but I think you're going to like this even better. I just had an image of you bursting into the, you know, into a bank to rob a bank, and you've got a gun and you've got a ski mask on, but you've got crotchless pants and your dick and balls are just hanging out. And, like, you really fucking mean it. It's you know,
yeah.
But that's what's given you the confidence, because you've now, your genitals are big enough and you just feel so goddamn good and you just feel risky.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, fuck this. I'm just, fuck the world. And but you have to have crotchless pants. And
yeah,
just
absolutely.
And the funniest thing to me is you've covered your face. I mean, I guess it makes sense. You have a ski mask on. So nobody can recognize you, and it's not like someone's going to, you know, pick your dick and balls out of a lineup. So Not bad.
No, because they, you know, they won't recognize them if they do because they're bigger. That's, you could be like, top story tonight, the regular size balls bandit struck again.
That's the worst name for a fucking bank robber I've ever heard.
Isn't it? Regular size balls bandit. Batman
and that's the problem
ass.
Because see, you need to do it like you only rob banks when you have swollen genitals.
That's right,
and then not a boner, but just
no, just the genitals. Just yeah,
bigger. You're totally flaccid when you're robbing a bank. Yeah. It doesn't give you a boner. This is not a sexual thing.
No, it's a confidence thing.
Right, but then when people are like, I don't know, man. I was on the floor. He told me to get on the fucking floor, but I was staring right at his fucking junk. If you can just give me a lineup of some people with some dick and balls, like, I swear to God, I can pick his junk out of a lineup. Well, guess what? After the swollen genitals kind of deflate, you won't be able to be picked out of a lineup. Won't. Nobody will ever catch you because you're only going to rob a bank when you have the big genitals.
That's right. That's my secret. That's how I get them. Yeah. I'm going to name today's
what's
episode.
Your name? You're the regular size balls bandit?
Yeah. The regular size ball bandit. Tonight's episode is going to be called The Swolling. Write that down. Okay. Excuse me.
The Swolling.
Yeah.
Good.
So let me ask you this question, Joe O'Neill.
Okay.
Do you have any kind of like sickness regimens or like do you have a go-to, I don't know, regime? When you're sick, what can one expect of you?
Well, if I get sick for a long time, this didn't happen when I was a kid and when I was sick all the time, but the habit was formed at that point. The thing is, when I'm sick, if I'm constantly eating – let me put it this way. I don't feel sick if I'm eating. So when I'm sick,
yeah.
I constantly eat. And I was like that when I was a kid too. I was just like, well, if I just keep eating chicken soup and drinking orange juice and – well, I'll just eat some nachos too. Like it's a psychological distraction, but it was also just I think it's a sensory thing where just the taste and feel the comfort of food just I didn't feel sick. I'm still the same way. When I get a cold, I'll actually do that. This is a little bit more responsible, I guess. Yeah. I'll get chicken bouillon.
Yeah.
And I just drink chicken broth like it's coffee, and it the whole time I'm drinking chicken broth, I basically don't feel like I have a cold.
Well, that's awesome.
So yeah, it's not bad. But here's the thing: if I'm sick for like, let's say I get the flu and I'm sick for like 2 weeks, mm-hmm. you know, I'm really running the risk of looking like Dom DeLuise because I might just eat the whole time that I'm awake,
fine,
all
me.
15 days, and then by the end, I'm just gonna put a beret on and. Just put on a t-shirt that says Dom DeLuise and
why not?
Just round out the whole imagery.
Shave your face.
Get it? Round out?
Yeah. Shave your face. Go hang out with Burt Reynolds. Sounds good to me.
Hey, this has nothing to do with sickness, but I was hanging out with your dad last night.
Did you go from Dom DeLuise to my dad? He'll actually appreciate that.
Actually, there is an association, but it's not because your dad's a heinous, morbidly obese guy. But he does like to wear berets.
Well, not berets, but those kind of caps.
What are they called? What are they called?
I don't know. It's like imagine like for people in the listening audience, like a kind of a golfer's cap. I mean, there's a name for it. I just don't know what it is. I could look it up.
I think I got it wrong. I don't think that Dom DeLuise wears berets either. I think he wears hats like your dad does.
Yeah. I'll tell you what,
I'm just going to say Dom DeLuise is disgusting and morbidly obese. Very funny. God bless you, Dom DeLuise. Is he still alive? He will be missed.
No, he's dead.
R.I.P. Dom DeLuise. But anyway.
He died 8 years ago.
When did he die?
8 years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, this is pretty I got to say it. I was a waiter for a long time. I did room service, and I was a poolside waiter and like a fancy restaurant waiter for a long time. And I wore a tuxedo. And at this resort that I worked at, I served some famous people.
Okay.
One of them was Lou Ferrigno. I served John Glenn.
Okay.
I served whoever plays Cypher in The Matrix. Can't remember his name.
Guy. Okay.
That dude. And I also served Dom DeLuise.
Okay.
And he was not well. And that's how I'm tying this back to the theme. And I know that JBC is an alternate dimension where many things are just blatant lies. But this is not a lie. This is not a made-up story. I came in. My job was to give Dom DeLuise a fruit basket, as we normally did at this resort for the celebrities that were guests. And I didn't think he would be there. Normally, I put in a fruit basket, set it all up nice in my and I'm in my tuxedo, and I go in there and I put the fruit basket on in their room. So when they show up, they've got a nice fruit basket and a little card and a bottle of wine. And that's very nice. Well, I barged in to fucking Dom DeLuise's room while he was clearly not feeling well and hated me for sure. Yeah. My only real interaction face to face with Dom DeLuise was very unpleasant because he didn't want me to be there.
Yeah.
And I didn't recognize him I guess I recognized Dom DeLuise as a fat dude.
Yeah.
But this was something else. And we're talking like 2002, I guess.
Okay.
And I guess he was almost – well, he wasn't getting ready to die, but clearly he wasn't in good shape.
Yeah.
And this is going pretty dark, but I just wanted to tell you, Jason, that I met Dom DeLuise. He didn't like me, and I gave him a fruit basket, and I got the fuck out of his room because I didn't know what to do.
I guarantee –
He was really, really, really fat, and he was wheezing.
I know exactly what happened. I know exactly what happened, dude. He was dying. He was literally dying. He was going to die that day. He went to that resort to die, and you showed up with a life-saving basket of fruit. And he's like, wait a minute, what? And he goes and he starts sniffing the apples. He's palming the oranges. He's got the banana in one hand. He's looking at this thing going, maybe I got a chance. And he takes the pomegranate. He shoves it in his fat fucking face. And it's like the vitamins rush through his body. And Angel starts singing like, this is what we needed. And because they're Motown Angels. And they're just – and you gave – you know what you did, Joe? You gave him 7 more years of life with your fruit basket. That was you, dude.
I never looked at it that way.
Well, that's what happened. It's in his autobiography that I wrote. I'm going to.
What's the name of Dom DeLuise's autobiography that you wrote, which is funny?
Surviving the Swolling, A Life in Laughter and Fatness.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
well. I don't just do cartoon voices. I'm also cartoonishly morbidly fat.
It's true.
That's a long title for a book.
It is a long
title. Let
me keep
working on that one.
You keep working. That's fine.
We'll do the Dom DeLuise. Hey, man, can I join you on that project? Dom DeLuise autobiography.
That's what we're going to do. Yeah, we are. Absolutely. Hey, speaking of projects, we are approaching minute 24. We got a lot of extra content to get through, and I thought maybe we should start doing that so that we have time to talk, unless there's some other sickness thing you wanted to talk about.
No, I'm feeling good about it because when we have these themes, and you've called attention to this, I'll come in and I'm like, man, I have nothing to talk about on this theme, but you know, we're just going to do it. And it happened to me again where I came in with what I thought was nothing, and then I ended up telling a whole story about how goddamn sickly I am and my eardrum, and then there's Dom DeLuise. Like, all right, I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I was going to say something about that. You were talking about your eating when you're sick. I had something really funny. It was going to be slay you. You're gonna laugh your balls off. When you're sick, you eat. Oh, this is what it was. I remember now. Okay. Hey, listener, if you're sensitive to subjects of a sexual nature, you might want to not. You skip forward a couple minutes. Okay, Joe, when you're sick and you're eating, do you ever have the experience where you blow your nose and suddenly you can kind of taste what you just ate? You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Yeah.
Because you can't taste very well when your nose is stuffed up and you eat something anyway, and then you blow your nose like, oh, yeah, that was that chicken soup. Have you ever had that experience after oral sex with a lady?
No.
Joe Pantoliano. That's the guy who played Cypher in The Matrix.
There it is. Joe Pantoliano. The funny thing about him is he used to have a dick nose.
He used to have a dick nose.
But then he took care of that.
Yeah, and now he's got a swollen ball nose. Should we do... Okay, we got lots here. We got news.
Wait, I was setting up a joke. See, because he used to be a dick nose. Now, if you blow your nose, that's pretty impressive because then you've just blown yourself.
Okay. There's so many
things. Thank you for laughing genuinely at fucking dad joke. Like, that was a stretch.
That was a dad joke. Hey, speaking of dad jokes, just so you know, listener, I've been kicking up the JBC Twitter, mostly with dad jokes lately, but
Oh, yeah? How's that going?
Dedicated to 3 tweets a day on weekdays. So,
just for us? Just because?
Just because.
Just cousins?
Yeah. I think we got 2 followers on Twitter, and they're both bots, but I don't care. I'm having a good time, so just thought I'd throw that out there before I forget. Anyway, moving on.
You mean the people that follow you on Twitter are actually just a pair of tits?
No, bots. BOTS, Joe.
Yeah, I know, but aren't bots just kind of like – well, maybe that's a Facebook thing. You know, like sex bots where it's like, here, be friends with this chick.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a timeline. She's never posted before. She's a pair of tits.
Yeah, you're right. It's along those lines, but a broader spectrum of like, you know, if I follow you, you'll follow me. I'm a poodle fancier, or I like to sell mud to Asians. I don't know. Whatever it is,
I get it. See, I don't understand Twitter at all. So there's probably not a pair of tits at all. It's all words, right?
Yeah.
So I don't have a Twitter account. I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, when I think of a bot, I think of like a non-human that shows up on Facebook and goes, "You want to be my friend?" And I'm like, "No, because you're not real."
Yeah.
I mean, the pair of tits that I'm looking at,
they're probably not real.
They were photographed, but that's not who you are, and this is right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, how
does it work on Twitter though?
It's the same thing. It's just, you know, you like tweet something and you put in a hashtag like, today I ate a bunch of French fries. They were good until I barfed or whatever. And you hashtag disappointed. And someone's like has a thing set up where like, oh, follow anybody who uses the hashtag disappointed, and then they'll follow me back, and I can sell them elderberry juice.
Got
something.
It. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's the same thing. Listen, I am taking us off on way too many tangents, for which I apologize. Blame it on the conjunctivitis. That could be the
title,
too. Real quick,
just to clear this up. Oh, man, I know you're probably about to say something important, but I need to figure this out. You have conjunctivitis.
Yeah.
And does that cause a fever? Or is this something else? Do you have a combo?
Oh, I got.
Do you have like comorbid illnesses?
Yeah, I got comorbid. That's me. I got the conjunctivitis. Probably got the flu and a cold, and I'm not very good looking. Also, I've been playing a lot of Warcraft. So you add those things together, and I'm basically on death's door.
Did you get the conjunctivitis from your child?
Oh, absolutely! Hell yeah!
Because that's how I understand that. That's how it works.
Yes, 100%. The little germ recombinator guy, he attracts the germ. It gets inside his body. He gets sick for like 5 minutes. He mutates it and then spews it out, usually by hugging me. And he's got the best hugs you've ever had in your life. I know I'm being a dad, but whatever. And then I'm sick for like a month. And that's being a dad.
Well, I thought maybe, you know, you get mad at your kid and you're screaming. You're screaming in your toddler's face. You're screaming in his face because you just can't stand it anymore.
Yeah.
You're screaming, and he cries in your mouth. And then you got pink eye.
Yeah, cries. I wish the only thing that came out of his body in my mouth were tears. That would be sweet. That would be like turning off Foreigner. Excuse me. But no, I don't know where he gets this stuff because we never take him anywhere, but he picked up the conjunctivitis and passed on to me and threw in a dose of flu and, hey, probably gout too. I don't know. I'm just fucked up. So I haven't run in a week. I haven't done
– Oh, man. That's – you okay?
Done,
I mean,
You know what else I haven't done?
I mean, emotionally. I feel like you need to do that on like an emotional, spiritual level.
I absolutely do. You know what else I haven't done in like a week? I'll tell you. Blown my nose and had a peculiar smell in the back of my throat, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah.
Word.
Let's move on. What order should we do stuff in? You've got three things. I've got two things. What should we do? How do you want to set this up? We got 30 minutes, Joe. Let's not give our podcast
okay,
cancer.
So I'm assuming that you have a Larco.
Yep, Larco sent me an ad.
Perhaps a thematic, a thetical Larco.
I don't know. I haven't looked at it, so fingers crossed. Yeah.
Well, I thought maybe they clued you in a little bit at least, but maybe not. Larco does whatever the fuck they want. You just have to do what they say. We all basically have to do what they say. Larco is a frightening entity.
They are very frightening, but... No, I mean, I think the best we can hope for is that they've got some Russians working for them who hacked all my everything, and they know what we're going to talk about, and they try to make it thematical, but I don't know. We'll see.
They seem to hit it a lot of the time. Let's just assume that it's going to be in the theme. I can trust them for that most of the time.
I think so.
I also have a thematic sponsor. So why don't we start with the ads? I'm excited to hear the news.
Yeah,
too. That's a new thing.
Yep.
As news usually is, part of the word.
I'm going to do it. Here we go.
See, I'm so goddamn funny, man.
You are.
I can't even stand it. Anyway, why don't we do some ads first? We are going to have an argument for cancellation, and we're going to do some news. And so we're already moving into the last half of the show, so we should probably just
go
get going with these bells and whistles here.
Yeah, so what are we going to do first? Joe, you're in charge. You're the nurse in this ward, and nurses are the ones who are in charge.
Yes, that's what my wife tells me. She's no longer a nurse. She's the manager of a slaughterhouse, so she can just back off when it comes to that, you know.
Being in charge?
Being an authority when it comes to, hey, I'm a nurse. No, you're not. You're not a nurse anymore. You tell people to chop up animals. Anyway, how about this? That was terrible.
That was beautiful.
This is how I would like to work it. Let's start with a Larco. We'll make them happy.
Yeah.
We'll move on to a word from our sponsor.
Okay.
And then... This is also so we can kind of switch back and forth with our voices so our listener, Ian, doesn't get bored with one or another of our voices. So do Larco, do a word from our sponsor, we'll do some news, and we'll do some argument for cancellation, and then we can just fucking put an end to this.
Okay. In the interest of time, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do Larco. Okay. I'm going to hit the ad intro. When you're done, I'm going to hit the news intro, and then I'm going to hit – I'm going to hit the arguments intro. No banter.
Oh, you mean we're not even going to – I get no explanation. I can't – okay, we're just going to do it like rapid fire?
Yeah, we're going to do it like we meant to, sort of. All right, you ready for this? I'm going to cough one more time. I'm going to hit mute first.
Okay.
Oh, thank God for the mute button. Okay. And Joe doesn't have one. I have one, but I didn't know he was going to cop. Okay, here we go. Ready? Have you ever faced this dilemma? You're sick, but you've got more than one symptom, and that means you're going to need more than one kind of medicine. But you don't want more than one kind of medicine because it hurts to swallow. Your throat is swollen, clamped down tighter than a redneck's asshole walking through the tenderloin. But then you don't have every symptom, so you don't want to take one of those stupid multipotent elixirs. They say they're good if you've got that nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, achy, stuffy head fever, and need to rest disease. But what if you've got that daytime, no sniffling, sort of sneezing, coughing up your lungs, head feels fine, sore throat, no fever, and don't need to rest, but maybe do need to place a few bills on the ponies down the track? Malediction? What you need is a pill that adapts to your specific needs. One that gives you all of what you want, none of what you don't. Like a $50 prostitute in a $5 casino. Impossible, you say? Nothing's impossible when you can sidestep pharmaceutical import laws via archaic loopholes. And you know a guy who works the Canadian border up by escort station? Introducing Dial-A-Pill by Larco. No matter what combination of ailments you've got, Dial-A-Pill's going to take care of you. Flu, flatulence, and fibromyalgia? Just dial a 482 and pop a cap of happiness in your mouth. Rubella, rickets, and rabies? That's a 913. Wash it down with a 40-year single malt if you want, or some dirty ditch water depending on how far along that rabies is. They haven't made an ailment that Dial-A-Pill can't fix, thanks to good old-fashioned hardcore science and a watered-down drop of homeopathy. Bronchitis, beriberi, bubonic plague, plantar fasciitis, functional diverticulitis, disassociated phonemic malphasia, pharmacophobia, cancer, clap, claps, jaw, hoof and mouth, hoof and nose and ass in a sling, ring-a-ding-ding, rope-a-dope, no-scope 360, front slide, fakie to all the kickflip, hospital grind, double-deuce, death of star, Stormy Daniels, lemon chiffon, halitosis, wild on fire, and vaping and eating Tide Pod Syndrome. Bring that shit on. Order Dial-A-Pill right now before you die. And if you can crawl out of that cesspool of sickness called a lazy boy and order online and use our code JBC at checkout, Larco will throw in a free sample of Epicrap, the only lozenge that promises to open you up at both ends at the same time. Use only as directed. Seriously. Dial-A-Pill. An ounce of provision may be worth a pound of cure, but we're selling this shit by the ton, so screw your pansy-ass ounces. Dial-A-Pill.
Wow.
Sometimes that is better.
Wrong. What are you doing? Stop it.
Told you I stopped this.
Hey, you bags of shit. This is Donnie Bag of Donuts. I can't even stand to look at your ugly fucking faces today. You know why? Because I'm sick as a fucking sewer rat, you retards. Can't you tell? I'm honking like a goose right now, alright? I sound like a fucking motherfucking Kermit the Frog over here. But you know what's going to make me feel better? Listen up, dicknose. It's Advil. Advil, that's right. It's going to help with the inflammation in my fucking head. My head feels like a basketball that got pumped up too big and it's about to pop, splashing my fucking brains all over your face. You don't want that, do you, fucko? Well, don't worry, because look at this right here. I got 800 milligrams of Advil and 4 200 milligram pills right here. Okay. Only problem is I got a sore throat like a son of a bitch. It fucking hurts to swallow, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. I'm gonna swallow all four pills at once. What do you think? I'm some kind of pussy? Watch this. I'm choking. I'm fucking. Motherfucking. Dying. I can't breathe over here. Fucking Advil.
Donnie?
Good evening. Today is Friday, March 9th. I'm Jason Mark, and this is JBC News. A study released by the government reports over 300,000 new jobs in the U.S. since February, the 89th straight month for job growth. Partial credit for this increase has been given to Donald Trump's relationship with porn actress Stormy Daniels, including 13 blow, 15 hand, and one rim job. Travelers are being advised not to visit Mexico's Playa del Carmen region after an explosion on a tourist ferry and the discovery of undetonated explosives on another ferry as well. In a poll to see how this would affect spring break, 58% of college students responded with... What? You can celebrate World Mario Day on March 10th by using Google Maps on your Android or iPhone. The app will feature an icon of the legendary mustachioed plumber driving his Mario Kart, replacing the usual position marker. Tweens are expected to drive, crash, drive again, and so on until they can beat the route from their home to the nearest flagpole. Be sure to set your clocks forward 1 hour this Sunday morning, as daylight savings time will be officially starting at 2 a.m., which will become 3 a.m. All dads are required at this time to wake up, look at their watches, say, "Wow, time sure flies. I swear it was 2 just like a minute ago," and then go back to sleep. A recent study has shown that exercise can have a positive impact on the immune systems in the elderly. Long-distance biking was found to give one man in his 80s, quote, the body of a 20-year-old. A parallel study found that another way to get the body of a 20-year-old is to use chloroform. In other healthcare news, a concierge service being offered by some hospitals in Ann Arbor, Michigan, has been criticized for allowing wealthier patients to jump the line and receive care before less affluent patients who have to wait longer to see a physician. The issue arose after the Truth in Advertising Bureau insisted that surgery services remove languages requiring no cutsies. Yesterday at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, gaming powerhouse Valve announced that their latest online video game will be released later this year. Artifact, as the game is to be called, has been described as a mashup of Dota 2 and Hearthstone. In a related story, Kleenex stock skyrocketed after a worldwide nerdgasm measuring 8.2 on the Jiz Richter scale occurred around 2:01 p.m. The National Rifle Association has been in the news lately, as is usually the case after any mass shooting in the United States. It should be noted here that in this sense, lately is defined as pretty much every fucking day since 1999.
Fucking A.
Last Sunday was the 90th Annual Academy Awards, with Guillermo del Toro's The Shape of Water receiving 13 nominations and winning 4 Oscars. Local wit and revered brain trust Jason Mark, upon hearing the news, responded with, "It's flat, right? The Shape of Water? Flat? Unless it's ice, but you didn't say ice, you said water. Yeah, it's flat. Now, where's my Oscar?" Heavy trading was reported on Wall Street today due mainly to a typo that called a leading stock market indicator the Cow Industrial Average. For JBC News, I'm Jason Mark.
Sometimes that is better.
Welcome, everyone, to this fucking sick edition, dude. Yeah, it's fucking sick, dude, of Arguments for Cancellation. Now, Jason, your rapid fire thing is going to have to, I'm going to have to slow your roll just a little bit here.
Okay, it's cool, whatever, but.
Yeah, it's okay. The thing is, this takes a little bit of explanation because I need to explain.
No, I wanted you to.
Why this is cheap. It's terrible. Our podcast, our new podcast, it's not even new anymore. Now we're well into this new podcast, and yeah. I'm fucking disappointed. I don't know about you. This is the thing. I was going through trying to find – I was trying to put together a montage, and I couldn't do it. But what I did find is some – all right, let me put it this way. It is a stupid thing for a podcast to just replay stuff that we've done before because we can't come up with new shit. All right? That's all I'm saying. It's you play old shit. The reason why I picked this particular shit is because it's has to do with sickness, illness. Okay. And I found this, and here's the thing. One of these is just clearly – you'll know why it fits into the theme.
Okay.
The second one, there's this clip and that clip.
Yeah.
That clip, I just want to – draw your attention, Ian, our listener, to the fact that this is a product that causes illness.
Oh, okay.
And that's not a very good product.
No.
So we have a lot of ads this time.
Yeah. We're getting paid.
But what I'm saying is I couldn't come up with new shit. We should stop this podcast because all I've got is stuff that we've already done. It's embarrassing. Okay, yeah. So hit this clip, please.
Hey, depression is like slowly eating a handful of dog shit. But taking a bite out of a thick, squishy turd, like it's a Milky Way bar, only begins to describe how it feels. In fact, only people who have experienced clinical depression really know what it's like. Some say it feels like watching your mother get shot in the face, or being forced at knife point to drown your own cat, or dropping your ice cream cone. In any case, depression is not something you have to handle alone. If it's been a while since you've had a zippy-doo-dah day, ask your doctor about Wellbutrin. Wellbutrin has been proven to help not only with symptoms of depression, but severe anxiety as well. If you've ever experienced clinical levels of anxiety and panic, you'll know that it's difficult to describe. It's kind of like dangling your bare dick and balls into the mouth of a hungry mountain lion, knowing that at any moment the beast's jaws will come slamming shut, tearing the entirety of your genitalia from your mangled and blood-spurting crotch. Look, no one needs that. See if Wellbutrin is the right medication for you. It can also help you quit smoking. Side effects may include dizziness, nausea, weight gain, rational fear, man buns, Pokemon stop, butt rash Bel Grande Supreme, interpretive dance, insomnia, hypersomnia, headaches, headache relief, that bitch Rhonda, silliness, dry mouth, constipation, Daffy ducking, thoughts of Daffy ducking, donkey cock, donkey dong, floppy schlong, irritability, blurred vision, prolapsed anus, honey bunches of oats, bunnies jumping a goat, white privilege, white fragility, black power, unfrosted Pop-Tarts, depression, anxiety, and hate fucking.
Okay, so it's, watch out for that medication. You see how that ties into the theme, and absolutely, it's also embarrassing because we've already played that on a previous podcast.
I'm just happy that I laughed at the same spots. Like, I laughed when I laughed.
That's one of the reasons why I wanted to put it in, to see if you would laugh at the same things at the same time.
Yeah.
It's a strange psychological experiment. Anyway, if you play that clip, we're going to hear about a product that we've heard about before. But the product, clearly, once you hear the side effects, may cause you some problems. Right. You hit it.
Need to do some repairs around the house, but you're not sure you're in the right mood? After all, cleaning out the gutters when you're feeling blue is no picnic. It's not even a Wendy's drive-thru. It's barely a stolen hoagie from the 7-Eleven. Nope. Doing chores when you don't even know how you feel is about as productive as patching cracked drywall with toothpaste. Indeed, given that 99.9% of all Americans suffer from chronic fatigue, the chances that you'll ever be able to self-report your mood accurately is about as likely as John Tesh fronting AC/DC in a concert at the Texarkana County Fair, which is why you need Mood Rung from Larco. Whip out your standard stepladder in anticipation of hanging up those Christmas lights, then rip off one of the rungs and replace it with Mood Rung. Climb up and take a look. After a few minutes, Mood Rung will let you know just how you feel. From cool white for calm to bright red for enraged, you'll know exactly where your brain stands. And as you work, Mood Rung keeps working too, letting you know, for example, if hitting your thumb with a hammer has made you angry or not. Mood Rung has been endorsed by the American Society for Psychiatric Mood and Emotion Broadcasting Collective, a conglomerate of 23 distinct psychosocial brain state awareness programs scattered around much of rural Texas. And Mood Rung comes in a variety of shapes and color schemes to fit your ladder's dimensions and your own preferred mood reporting portfolios. Try Holistic Halogen, Neurotic Neon, our signature line of Fluorescence by Ariana, or go with our best-selling I Can Dance Incandescence. You can buy Mood Rung wherever retail replacement ladder rungs are sold. Just look for the bold green packaging. Try Mood Rung today. Do not use Mood Rung while wearing shoes or outdoors in temperatures measured in Celsius. Mood Rung may cause or lead to diarrhea, insomnia, headache, fatigue, ejaculation, failure, anorexia, bloating, dry mouth, drooling, sweating, overheating, restless leg syndrome, tax evasion, cartography obsession, mood disorders, ironic iTunes purchases, rectal bleeding, internal bleeding, generic bleeding, bleeding like a sheep, mother love, or rickets. Do not eat Mood Rung. Available only by prescription. Larco is not responsible for misuse or use of Mood Rung.
Okay, so yeah. I wasn't trying to do this, but I think we certainly broke a record for just side effects.
Yes,
in one episode, and that's why, you know, okay, when it comes to the theme, we've done a good job. When it comes to being creative, I've done a terrible fucking job. Have I convinced you? Please.
I think you've fucking convinced me.
I think you just fucking convinced me.
Sometimes that is better.
Indeed.
I think, yeah, as a cure to illness, I think the ultimate cure to illness is being dead. I mean, excuse me. I'm so sorry. I hope that doesn't blow out people's ears when I do that. I should hit mute, but I can't be bothered. I don't know if it's
all right, Jason. Yeah.
See, if that's what I sound like, then it's cool because that doesn't sound bad to me. I like it when you – I'm not happy that you're sick or if you're sick. I like it when you cough, though.
No, I'm just doing like a schoolyard ribbing. Like, you know, oh, Jason's sick. Guess what? Oh, you know what he sounds like? He sounds like fucking
It is. It's exactly what I sound like. You should hear me on conference calls. It's great.
This is a little bit of an embarrassing thing.
Okay.
Conjunctivitis.
Yeah.
Pink eye. The best joke ever, and I thought I came up with it today.
Okay.
This evening, as we recorded the podcast, and I was fucking wrong. It occurred to me maybe like a minute after it happened, and now I'm gonna comment on it now. Okay. The funniest joke you can say is you have to tie in like crying to my mouth, or you know, crying into a mouth. That's disgusting.
Can I set it up for you? Can tell me what to say. I'll say it so you can say what you want to say. Is that how it works?
Yeah, but I also we can do that, and let's do that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, I think it's from the movie Spy, which is a movie that cracked me up. Oh, by the way,
with what's her name, everybody, McCarthy?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, and
such
and
a good movie.
It's just so goddamn funny.
It's and way Jason, funnier than
Jason
I thought it was going to be.
Jason Statham is funny as shit in that movie. But I thought I came up with a, like, why don't you just cry in my mouth or something. No, that was me ripping off that movie.
Oh.
Somebody said in that movie, like, why don't you get the fuck away from me? Like, what are you doing? Why are you talking to me so closely? Why don't you just cry in my mouth, bitch?
Yeah.
Like, and it was good. Now, that's how that joke worked out in the movie, and that's good. And that's why those people get paid millions of dollars and we get paid nothing.
Right.
So I don't even know if we should do it.
Well, is that the whole thing? That's the whole joke.
Yeah, I'm just saying, hey, Jason, why don't you just cry in my mouth? Okay, let's move on.
I'm sorry, I thought that was a lead up to the thing that you thought up, but you're saying what you thought up was cry in my mouth, and it was in this movie called Spy, which was a great movie, and Jason Statham was amazeballs in it, and so was Melissa McCarthy, who turns me on. I'm going to be honest with you. She's hilarious. She's obviously very smart, and I understand she's a very charming and a philanthropic woman, but I got to tell you, I want to give me some of that. I'm sorry, Melissa, that's
look, man,
not respectful.
Let me tell you, if she blew my dick nose, I would sneeze all over her tits.
Jesus Christ. Okay, I guess you put it that way. Joe, let's be honest.
Yeah, I crack myself up.
He cracked me up too. I'm gonna just here in the last 5 minutes of shows, be honest. Is there anybody who, if they blew your dick nose, you wouldn't blow all over their tits? I mean, I'm trying to think.
No, wait, get it right. If she blew my dick nose, I would sneeze all over her tits.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there anybody that that's not true for? I mean, for me personally, I can't think of anybody. I can't.
If Pee Wee Herman was going to blow my dick nose, he would have to. See, that doesn't work. I was going to say Pee Wee Herman would have to put a gun to my head in order to make me sneeze.
All over his boobs?
Yeah.
Yeah? But, okay, are we talking?
He would. But if he did that, it wouldn't work because you need to be relaxed. You need to feel good. If someone's blowing your dick nose, you're not going to ever sneeze.
I don't know, dude. It could be an episode of Black Mirror.
Mm.
You know? Someone's like, you know, like goes to the doctor and he's all like, I want you to make my face look like Pee Wee Herman. And doctor's like, why? And he's like, because there's this podcast guy who lives in, where do you live? Somewhere in Iowa or Ohio or something. And I'm going to put a gun to his head and I'm going to blow his dick nose until he sneezes all over my man boobs. And the doctor's going to be like, yeah, sure, whatever. Fuck.
Yeah, Black Mirror makes anything possible, doesn't
it? It does. That show was sick.
By the way, I really love that. But you know, the year is before us. It's there's a lot of really fun things on the horizon. We're going to do another horror episode.
Yeah.
You know, and I think Black Mirror is a great thing to discuss. I think it's a good good topic horror wise. Actually, there's so many genres. Mirror is like such a good show. Anyway, I don't want to go too deep into that, but I do want to go really deep into your mother's ass.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't. Joey. Come on, it was the only joke that arose.
That arose. It arose with the swelling. Yeah.
Well, damn it. I had a joke and now I lost it because all of a sudden I'm up your mother's ass. Damn it.
Isn't that always the case? Was it about Black Mirror or blowing noses or sneeze jizzing on somebody?
Yes. Okay. You did. Thank you for you. Kind of,
you're welcome.
You backed up a little bit. You rewound it. And now I understand.
Yeah.
It is this. You already had a title for the show. And you remember the convention of one of the conventions of the show is that, hey, Jason finds a really good title for the show, but what if there's a better title later?
Yeah.
And it gets replaced. And I think Blowing My Dick Nose is a great title for anything.
It would be a good title.
Okay, you're shutting it down.
No, I'm not.
I can feel it.
I'm not shutting it down. I'm just gently, kindly, slowly removing the power plug on the oxygen so that it kind of quietly. No, I think there.
Okay, so it's not the name of this episode necessarily, but I think it should be the name. And this makes no sense at all. But if we're going to write an autobiography for Dom DeLuise, let's call it that.
Yes.
Blowing My Dick Nose. Makes no sense.
Yeah. You know, Joe, I shouldn't be such a Nazi when it comes to these titles. Blowing My Dick Nose is a fine title. And so that's what we're going to use.
Yeah, but what was the first one? The first one maybe was better.
The first one was...
I want you to use your discretion. I think that your sense, your intuition when it comes to quality of titles is good.
I appreciate you saying.
Very well done.
You know what I can do? I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can post the same episode three times and call it three different things.
Sometimes I get scared of the power that you have.
I have a lot of power up in this hizzy. Well, let's be fair.
If you call the episode Up in This Hizzy, then I'm going to fucking revolt.
I'm not going to call it that. But what I am going to do is – so I – when I'm in the studio, I have – well, here's how it works. I allow Jamie Jenner to – you know, imbibe whatever inhalational smoke product she wants to when she's in the engineering booth. But then she comes to me. She's like, she's desperate for change for the snack machine. And that's how I control her. So she's the one with the power, but I have control over her via quarters. So
It's almost like checks and balances.
A little bit.
And by the way, you haven't discussed it, but Jamie Jenner is back on this?
Well, she never really left. It's kind of like, this is true. If you ever get a virus, this is true. It never leaves your body. You build up an immunity to it, but it's always there. Like every virus you ever caught is in your body now. And that's what Jamie Jenner is kind of like. You can't really get rid of her. You can build up a tolerance, but she will... Excuse me. I'll always be in the...
What, are you going to cry in my mouth?
Yeah, I'm going to cry in your
mouth. Sorry, man. All right, I'm working on the comedy timing thing. It's tough.
All right, you know what, Joe? Compromise. You know what we're going to call the show? We're going to call it the name of tonight's show?
Cry in my mouth?
Yeah, cry in my mouth. What do you think?
No, we can't because that's from a movie. I didn't write that. I thought I did and I was wrong.
Well, God damn it. I want to call it something. It's too loud.
All right. Well, now I haven't thought about it in a long time, but I guess Jamie Jenner's been a part of this fucking gig for a while. And I was kind of hoping that she was gone, but she's still there. Do you still have her in a glass booth?
Well, yeah, that's in the engineering booth because that's how it works. It has to be soundproof. I can't have her, you know, bong hits playing over the loudspeaker.
Well, I mean, there's bong hits, there's double flip offs.
Yes.
Like, that woman, I'm not even going to call her a woman. I'm going to call her a bitch. That bitch. I know. Sorry. Mm. But no, I'm not sorry.
Don't be sorry.
What are the whippersnappers called? The sorry, not sorry? That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Anyway. Jamie Jenner is a terrible person. She flips you off. She just smokes pot and doesn't do her job.
Yeah.
And she fills up the entire glass booth. She hot boxes it all day long.
She does.
And then when it finally clears out, she's not doing her job. She's like, she's flopping her naked butt cheeks up and down. What is that called? Twerking. She's twerking. She naked does. At you.
It's true. She was
in one butt cheek. One butt cheek has the word "fuck" tattooed on it, and the other one has "you" on it. And it does. She twerked at you.
You know what's embarrassing? Butt. You're exactly right. But the "you," it's not the word "you." It's a picture of me. When you say "you," it.
That is. Thank you, Jason. Jesus.
Come on, everybody.
That's the most fucking terrible thing. Okay.
She twerks for Cheetos and she hasn't got a man.
Blowing my dick nose!
Son of a bitch.